This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Troy Miller. Troy, when did you first start pitching?
Started baseball basically when I could walk. Pitching was just something that you started doing when you could throw a ball, so whenever that was.
Your whole family, like, it was a natural thing for you to grow up playing baseball?
Yeah. My parents are both athletic people. They had my twin sister and I in a lot of sports, and baseball is one of them.
What sports would she play?
She was into everything. She was a really good swimmer growing up, but volleyball, softball, you name it.
And for you, besides baseball, what else?
Played a lot of basketball, played some soccer, water polo, volleyball, surfing. We grew up around sports.
How was water polo?
We were definitely a water family. Water polo is something that was super challenging, but it was really fun.
How did you narrow it down to, I'm going to keep on pursuing baseball?
Just was lucky enough, I was kind of good at one of the sports to keep playing it for longer in my life.
When did you realize, I'm good at this?
Wasn't really that, just kept getting older and kept being able to play with more competitive people, and just kind of worked out that way, you know?
Yeah, but was there a point where you said to yourself, I'm a really good pitcher?
You always want to have the concept of confidence, but at the same time, you want to be humble and just think that you want to keep going to the next level and being with people who want to keep striving to have those same limits.
How did you learn your pitching mechanics?
Russ Rogers. Russ Rogers was my first pitching coach. Grew up with him all through high school, still talk to him to this day. Guy knows me better than anyone.
So with him, was there anything that he told you that has really still stuck with you all of these years?
Not one thing specifically, but there's all types of little mechanical things that I have that are just little memory. I can hear his voice saying them in my head when I think about it.
I heard that first it was St. Mary's, and then you decided University of Michigan.
Yeah.
What was your process to saying, let's go to Ann Arbor?
Had a great opportunity at St. Mary's. Thankful for the coaches for giving me that. Just talking with my parents, talking with family, it was just, we weren't sure it was going to be the right fit. And family coming from a Big Ten school, big school, I ended up wanting to go to a bigger school, and Michigan came calling and figured it was the right opportunity.
How was that, that your twin sister is going to Michigan State and you're going to Michigan? Your parents both went to Michigan State.
Yeah.
Was there any divide in the family?
Let's just say that they root for Michigan baseball and not much else. But it was great. They were all really supportive, and they recognized what a good school University of Michigan is regardless. So.
Are your parents both originally from California?
My parents are from Michigan too.
So
I was born and raised in California.
That's what I was wondering, is how did a California family produce two people? One went to East Lansing and one went to Ann Arbor. What brought your parents to California?
My dad was super into computers, and my mom ended up going out there and ended up meeting back up out there and raised us out there.
And it was fun talking with you about your own major that you chose.
Yeah.
At what point did you settle on it at the University of Michigan?
It was actually a funny story. I was out at the docks one day. Docks is a little spot we hang out on the river. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, and they realized, I was like, it was freshman year, hadn't picked a major yet. And I just all of a sudden realized, I was like, that's what I'm passionate about. And growing up around cities, Silicon Valley, growing up around the ocean, just kind of combined into that.
Was there an important, significant class that you took at college?
My junior year before I signed, there was a civil engineering class that was really, really, really cool class. I'd say that.
Have you finished your degree?
No, I still have a year left because I signed as a junior, so I think I'll be going back to school this fall.
All right, you signed, but from what I read, your performance in the Cape Cod League contributed to you signing. Do you think that's right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. I wasn't drafted as a junior out of college. It was disappointing, and I knew going back out to that, I could work my ass off in the Cape and go out there for another summer and see what could happen, and things worked out.
It did happen. You're there with Chatham.
Yeah.
Did you think at the start, was there a point where you said, things are special this summer, things are different?
Not necessarily different. I just knew I was like really back to the pitcher that I knew I could be. I had probably the biggest influence in my baseball career was the pitching coach out there, Dennis Cook. He played 12 major league seasons and just was an amazing person to be around. There's some other things that went on that he's done for me that I can't even explain into words, but probably the greatest human being that I've ever met.
Can I ask you about anything that he did for you, either on or off the field?
It was off. Just a special circumstance with me going somewhere last summer, and he called me before a game and said, "Hey, Troy, there's a tux waiting for you at a shop downtown. Pick what out, whatever you need. You and your girl deserve to have a great time at the ESPYs." So it was just special. Yeah.
Let's get back to pitching.
Yeah.
How cognizant were you about scouts watching you?
You just go out there and play the game with the people behind you. We had a good team last year in Chatham, and it was just fun to be out there playing baseball. You don't really try and think about anything else.
When were you approached by Blue Jay scout?
I actually really wasn't even approached out there. It was just through my coaches. But the funny story is I was actually going to sign with the Blue Jays out of high school. My area scout out there, and it just didn't end up being enough money, but was going to get drafted by them out of high school. And then funny how the paths cross and everything works out.
Wait, three of your coaches. So did you get a phone call? How was that whole handled?
My dad was actually visiting Chatham because I was going to pitch in the All-Star game. And they had been talking to some teams, and eventually my high school area scout, who was going to draft me, called my dad and said, "Hey, are you guys like looking to sign?" And it just worked out that way. It was pretty special. It was really special.
How soon after that were you suddenly pitching in a minor league baseball game?
I think I ended up agreeing kind of that night, and then the next day I had a nice 15-hour drive from Chatham to Michigan. Then I was on a flight the day after that, I want to say. I had to pack up my apartment, had my parents pack me up, had dinner with them, and then a couple days in Florida, and then was in Vancouver.
What a whirlwind.
Yeah, it was a special week.
So now you're working with Jim Sikaski.
Yeah.
How was it with the Canadians?
I mean, I don't think you can ask for a better introduction to minor league baseball just with the facilities they have up there. Dallas is an awesome manager. Cy's a great guy. Butch, Aaron Matthews, who's the hitting coach up there. I mean, they were just all welcoming, and the team itself speaks for themselves as well.
You finished it. Season's over, your first pro year. What did you go into the offseason trying to do?
They had a really good plan just for me going forward about strengths that I needed to keep as strengths, and then also weaknesses I needed to improve on. A couple things was just all around strength, and then as far as you get into things like mechanics and pitch design and stuff like that. So it's really neat.
Checking the checklist, you arrive in spring training. How did everything go in the off season?
The off season was great as far as lifting, pitching, working out. But I'll just say right now, I had a terrible spring training. And it was the first one, you know, you learn from everything, but spring training I did not pitch well. But
an extended spring, you acquitted yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can say that. Just continuing to work and realizing what I was doing wrong in spring training kind of got away from a couple things, and just getting back on track and knowing that, like, the number one goal is you're competing against the world and competing within yourself every day, and that's what I got back to.
How do you like the starting life?
Definitely prefer it. Was a reliever last year and starter in the Cape a little bit, and then reliever in college for most of my time, but I miss starting, and I'm happy that they're giving me the opportunity and just take it and roll with it.
And lastly, besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy? What do you like to do off the field?
Yeah, I like reading a lot, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. When I was in California, obviously surfing was the biggest thing to do there, but just hanging out with friends, hanging out with family, being outside.
Troy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Troy Miller. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.